Listeners, come out to play.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice. Hey folks, Widget Walls here, and welcome to Weekend Justice. It's Friday morning, and we have all survived the week. At least, I don't know. Maybe we should do a count of everybody here, right? All five listeners, right? To make sure that we're all present and accounted for, but maybe not. So, what do we got? First of all, a few things. I appreciate all of the feedback that I've been getting. Feedback, of course, can come to widgetsucks@needcoffee.com. To let me know what you think, and stuff that you would like to hear on Weekend Justice. I would like this to turn into more than just recommendations, but have some other stuff going on as well. Looking at possibly, some brief interviews, maybe some songs. If you're a musician, if you're an artist of some kind, and have a song that needs to be shared that you would like to get some exposure for, let me know. So I'm working on stuff like that. And also, I'll go ahead and throw it out here because, I mean, we're all friends here, right? It's Friday morning. We're all in a good mood because we survived, right? So, yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you that I'm looking at doing some stuff like having sponsors on the website to get some ads and some banners and stuff like that, so to get them some exposure. And you know, if you're wincing and, ads and banners and stuff, I mean, bear in mind, unfortunately, the internet has gotten everyone spoiled. I'm spoiled. We're all spoiled at thinking that all this shit is free. And it's free in a sense, but it costs people time and money to put this shit together. So it takes some money for it to happen on the front end. It's always nice when you actually have some money to do that with. I mean, all the content that you see on Need Coffee, this isn't a full-time job. As I've always said, we're a not-for-profit organization. Not by choice, it's just because we haven't figured out how to make enough of a profit yet. But we're working on that. If you know of an organization, you got a business or something that you would like to sponsor, something like the GabFest or one of these podcasts or whatever, I would like to know. There it is. We have thrown our hat out and we've decided to simply whore ourselves willy-nilly. How are you? Welcome to Friday. Okay, let's go ahead and figure out what the hell we're talking about. We've made it to the weekend. What are we going to do with our precious time? You know, where do we go from here now that all the children are growing up? That's what we're here to address. Okay, first up, some audiobooks for you. Coronado is from Harper Audio. This is by Dennis Lehane, I think is how you say his last name. I don't know what it is with me in names, but you know that how that works by now. It's the guy who did Mystic River. I have not read Mystic River. I did not like the movie of Mystic River. I thought it was, overacted, flawed garbage. So I'm hoping that was a movie thing that they did that to the book, and actually the book had some depth and meaning and wasn't just trying to be, ponderous and what's the word I'm looking for? Pretentious. Thank you. Those P words. Mm. So these are five stories. Actually, it's a story in a play, and it appears to be in the same his regular style, which Mystic River was a part. But the thing that really has my interest about the stories that are on the audiobook here is they're read by Need Coffee fave Stanley Tucci. And you cannot go wrong with Stanley Tucci. There are certain readers of audiobooks. There are certain audiobooks that I will listen to just because of the reader. Dylan Baker is one of those. Excellent reader. The guy from Happiness and many. He's been in everything, really. But he is an excellent reader. And I'll listen to subpar books just because the person in question is the reader of the book. So check that out from Harper Audio, Coronado by Dennis Lehane. Okay, next up, Tantor Media's got an audiobook with a historical bent here. This is Mountains of the Pharaohs, and it's by, and I believe I'm actually saying this one right, Zahi Hawass. And it's funny because I saw the name, and for those who don't know, I'm a big fan of Art Bell and Coast to Coast AM radio. I love High Weirdness, and we've got a bit of a High Weirdness book coming up here on the slate. But I just love that crazy shit. It's, you know, I don't necessarily believe in all of it. I don't know that I necessarily believe in any of it. I mean, there's some weird shit out there, but I love, you know, I can work and listen to Art Bell all the time. It's his sonorous voice that soothes me, soothes my brain as I'm trying to work on this stuff. But I've heard him mention Zahi Hawass many times. But this is the story of the pyramids, how they were built. And this is a guy who's not screwing around. He is a full-on Egyptologist, and it's read by Simon Vance, who does a lot of work for Tantor Media. So this is unabridged, comes in at 6.5 hours, so that's good for a long drive if you've got it. And hey, be careful, but you might learn something. Next, got a bit of a throwaway here. Okay, I'll admit that right up front. Hatchet Audio has got a twofer, okay, of Nicholas Sparks. And some of you are wincing already, but you know, we got to have our guilty pleasure reads and listens. This would not be one of mine, but you know, this isn't just the stuff that I would like. I'm throwing stuff out that maybe you might like too. We throw a bunch of pasta at the wall and we see what sticks. And then we don't necessarily eat it because the wall is kind of nasty, but you know what I'm saying here. It's The Notebook and The Wedding, okay? And it's, I mean, you saw the Notebook, the poster, if nothing else, was enough to tell you everything that you needed to know. It's sappy, it's romance, it's something that you probably would hide if you had a friend getting in your car. But it's here, and so you'll just have to face it if this is your thing. It's across 12 CDs. Barry Bostwick reads The Notebook, and Tom Wopat reads The Wedding. And I know for a lot of folks, he's, you know him from Spin City. To me, Barry Bostwick will always be the leader of Megaforce. So, you know, deal with it. For books, first up, a comic book, and I was just reading this. This is A Dummy's Guide to Danger by Jason M. Burns and Ron Chan. And, you know, I like quirky, weird shit. I mean, who knew, right? But this basically, pick your standard detective, right? Your standard detective story. Kind of mystery thing going on, right? And, you know, you've got partners, right? You got the good guy, bad guy, good cop, bad cop, whatever. You got usually a pair of partners, right? So, but in this case, it's a guy, and his partner is a dummy, a ventriloquist dummy. And that's not quite so unique. What makes it unique is that the dummy, the poor guy, Mr. Bloomberg, took a bullet in the back and has lost the use of his legs. So he is not only a ventriloquist dummy, but he is a paraplegic ventriloquist dummy. No, I mean, he's a ventriloquist's paraplegic dummy. He's not a dummy of a paraplegic ventriloquist. You know what I'm saying? Although the paraplegic ventriloquists actually would be a pretty cool name for a band. But regardless, so this is the first issue of this from Viper Comics, and it's quite amusing. You have to sit there and remind yourself he's doing banter with a dummy. So it's quite amusing. It's like if... it's like, you know what? This would make a great television series for Jeff Dunham. There you go. So there's my pitch right there. I'll produce it for cheap. Other book stuff, we're talking about comics. We got to talk about Tomorrow's. We've got the Krypton Companion. And it's basically your ultimate Superman reader. And I'm flipping through here and I'm looking at this, and it's dense even for Tomorrow. I mean, there's interviews out the ass here. There's artwork, a lot of it unseen. Character model sheets. It's really amazing. I can't say enough good things about Tomorrow's. But basically, this is your old school Superman. Pretty much from A to Z. And of course, it's got an introduction from Bizarro number one, and that of course occurs at the end of the book. So if you're a Superman fan, the old school Superman, not necessarily Brandon Routh and his off color outfit, then you might want to pick this up from tomorrow's. It's a good read. So high weirdness, right? Inner Traditions has got Mozart the Freemason. And basically, thanks to documents that they have found, apparently, they are able to trace the influence that Freemasonry had on Mozart's work, his musical compositions and such. So maybe you're into music, and maybe you like the whole conspiracy edge that the Masons bring to anything. I mean, if you want conspiracy these days, I mean, if you can't use the Catholic Church because Dan Brown has them tied up, you just throw in the Masons, right? I mean, really, does anybody understand the Masons at all? I mean, I know they're supposed to be a secret society and everything, but does anyone really understand? You just go the Masons, and it's like, And it's like, those are the guys who fought the Dixons, right? And no one understands. So Mozart the Freemason, if you're into classical music and you want some high weirdness in your life, there you go, from Inner Traditions. Leaping over to DVDs, we've got from Warner Brothers, C-Lab 2021, Season 4, the final season. Adult Swim, you got the final 13 episodes of the series. You've got basically an alternate ending with the cast. You've got some deleted scenes, an unaired mini-episode, and the episode that was told in reverse, told in the appropriate order here. So if you're fans of the show, you've already got the first three, go ahead and pick up the fourth one and make it a set. And again, that's from Warner Brothers. Coming out from Manga Entertainment, we have The Castle of Cagliostro. I hope I'm saying that right. You know how I am with names. And I can't say this name right, Miyazaki, okay? There's generally not much else I need to say when it comes to anime and Miyazaki. So you got the most popular thief in all of anime, right? Arguably, right? I mean, I can't name any others. Dindrain is probably rattling off 10 in the time it takes me to say this, but that's okay. She can, you know, when she has her own podcast, she can correct me on this stuff. But basically, this special edition comes with a complete animatic, right? A lot like what they did with the Buena Vista Miyazaki titles that came out. There's also an interview with the animation director and photo gallery and such. Again, motion menus, not a feature. Please don't list it, okay? You're just trying to plug holes at this point, and we're on to you. So if you like Lupin the Third, all right, who's the star of this, or you like Miyazaki, and who doesn't, then you should check this out. If you don't know Miyazaki, okay, seriously, you need to check out either My Neighbor Totoro or A Princess Mononoke, one of the two, and get your top of your head blown off, then come back to this one. From across the pond, Acorn Media brings us Marple Series 2, Agatha Christie, right? And it's four mystery movies going on here, and they're in the slimline cases. Thank you, Acorn. Our shelves, thank you too. But if you like mystery and you like Agatha Christie, you should check this out. It comes with behind-the-scenes featurettes, and that's pretty much it. But that's par for the course for these. But it is over 6 hours of content, so it's enough to keep you busy for at least most of the weekend, especially you mystery buffs. You know, if you like PBS Mystery, that's where this aired, and you could watch this stuff all day long. For my DVD pick, I know I mentioned this recently in a heads up, but I'm going to bring it back to your attention because it's just a damn good movie. District B-13 from Magnolia Entertainment. This is the one I was telling you about. Some of you may not listen to the heads up. So this is the one I was telling you about that's got the parkour guy, one of the co-creators of the sport, running up walls and jumping around parking garages and basically just, you know, acting like Spider-Man but without the webs. So this is sci-fi dystopia done on the cheap with him and the guy who did the fights for Transporter 1 and 2. And the fight scenes are absolutely amazing. So like I said, it's got an extended fight scene, it's got a making of, and if you didn't pick it up when I told you to when it first streeted, you need to go ahead and grab it because you need to at least rent it if you didn't catch it in the theaters because I just dig the hell out of it. You know that the people are actually doing the stuff that they're doing on the screen, you know, partly because they can and partly, I'm sure, because of budgetary reasons. Always try to have a pick for the kids, right? Always try to have a family-friendly pick. We're not necessarily a family-friendly site, but we do know that some of you spawn, right, if you're into that sort of thing. So for those of you, we try to, you know, help you out because God knows you got so many strikes against you right now anyway. I'm sorry, was that cruel? No, but it was honest. Darkwing Duck, the first volume, that'll be our pick for you. Coming out from Disney, 27 episodes across 3 discs. Comes with the pilot episodes, and you might as well start passing that on to the next generation. So many people were clamoring for this on the site for it to show up. So it's here, so go buy it already. Your indie film pick for this weekend is something called Bums. It's out of Substance Productions, and I'll go ahead and tell you, it's basically day in the life comedy, six friends going about their day, and all the rigmarole that that entails. Now, I know that when you start talking about indie films, a lot of people glaze over, but you need to give this a try, because it's actually one of those things where you can have a day in the life indie film, because day in the life, we all have days in the life. It's not like you need CG or motion capture suits to pull that off, right? I mean, or if you do, then you're having a much more exciting life than I am, and fuck you. But no, but when you find good indie film, it's good to check out. So this is cool because it actually comes with bonus features, which is also not always found on indie films. So we need to support it. It comes with filmmakers' commentary, outtakes. It's got photos from the production, and it's worth checking out. So for your sci-fi pick, I'm jonesing. I'm ready for October to get here so that we can start having some Halloween fun, right? I am so ready for Halloween this year. Halloween being my favorite holiday of the year. And, you know, I take the day off and I sit around. And in fact, it's a Tuesday, right? So I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off, come hell or high water. And I'm going to be sitting around watching, you know, bad horror movies all weekend long into Monday and Tuesday. It's going to be insane. So I'm jonesing for it. So that's why, you know, we've got to have, you know, sci-fi pick in here like This Island Earth from Universal. And I'd mentioned this before. It's got nothing in the way of bonus features, okay? So I can't help you there. But as far as wonderfully classic and cheesy, great science fiction, you've got to check this out if you have not. You know, they basically, the MST3 guys did this one in their movie for a reason. So you need to see why. And last but not least, we need a TV pick, right? So I'm going to go with Warner Brothers on this one and the fourth season of Full House. A lot of people grew up with Full House. Again, we've been over this before. Honestly, for every television show that's out there, there's somebody that wants it on DVD. It doesn't matter how cheesy or frightening it is. If you really want to see something amusing, go read reviews for television releases that aren't out yet. Because they're nothing but, oh, thank God this is coming out. And it'll be for shows that you're like, what? Are you high? What are you talking about? So, and here's the other thing that strikes me about Full House. And this, of course, it's 26 episodes on 4 discs. There's not even really anything in the way of bonus features. But here's my question. I'm just curious about this. Bob Saget, okay? Bob Saget was a hated figure for a while in America because of America's Funniest Home Videos, which a lot of people saw as proof positive that Western civilization had ground to a halt. If only we had known what was coming, right? I mean, now, don't you look back and doesn't America's Funniest Home Videos look like tame? I mean, for fuck's sake, we're living it on YouTube every single day. How many millions of views of just useless shit goes on YouTube every day? It's amazing, isn't it? But here's my question about Bob Saget. Most people don't know that Saget, of course, is an extremely foul-mouthed comedian. I mean, this is the guy who, you know, when he goes on a tour, has posters up that say he made the Olsen twins call him daddy. I mean, he's a sick man, but he's funny as hell. So I'm just curious as to where he is now in the whole pop culture thing, because you've got sick, twisted comedian on one hand, you've got America's Funniest Home Videos, on the other hand. On that same hand, you got Full House, but yet again, on the sick and twisted side, I mean, he was in that, what was it, the Jamie Kennedy song, Rolling with Saget, right? Which is funny as hell, and that's fairly accurate. So, I mean, Bob Saget, funny guy. You wouldn't know it from how he's known normally throughout America, but, you know, give him a chance elsewhere. And if you're a fan of this show, then pick it up. So anyway, that's it. That's Weekend Justice. What justice that we have that we can mete out, it has now been meted. Oh, wow, I'm tired. Imagine if, you know, the Chihuahua is dead. That's all I can say. So anyway, that's Weekend Justice. Hopefully we at least got you to the Starbucks and over to your place of business. I hope you have a lovely weekend with some of these picks or picks from before. Be sure to go, if you purchase through Amazon. We appreciate the kickbacks. We need all that we can get. As I've mentioned before, I mean, I don't mean to seem like a money-grubbing whore, but I am one, and you'll just have to learn to live with me. So anyway, like I said, widgesucksatneedcoffee.com is the place to leave feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you'd like to hear on here. You know, music, people, whatever, and we'll see what we can do to make it happen. If I can get everything else wired, wouldn't that be nice? So that's pretty much it. We're going to catch up on Heads Up over the weekend, come hell or high water. We should have some more Dragon Con stuff going up. We've still got one more podcast of a panel to go up, along with the pictures start rolling in from the Film Fest itself. And so you'll be able to see all of your smiling, happy, prize-laden faces. Not that there's, like, prizes on your faces. There might have been. There were so many. I don't know. We were swimming pretty practically. Anyway, so that's it. I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. We'll see you over the weekend on the Heads Up, where we will be very confused for a while, and then we'll simply get over. So it is now time for Audio Jazz Hands, and we're done. Bye.